You are listening to the Living Greater Podcast, and I am your host, Arn Allamond. Together, we are building a community of people helping others to live greater through fitness, nutrition, and health. Welcome to the show, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tonight, we are going to be spending a little bit of time talking about measurement and why it's so important to measure your results, regardless of what it is that you are trying to accomplish along this journey. So stay tuned. We'll get into that here in just a couple of minutes. One of the things I wanted to say before we get going, first off, thank you so much to everybody that has just shown support for the show and been a part of this journey so far. I am so grateful, and I hope you're enjoying the content. If you are enjoying it, please leave a review on whatever platform that you are listening through. Helps out with the algorithms and putting this podcast up towards the top where other people are going to find it, and that helps get the message out and hopefully getting other people active and involved and just outside and enjoying. In fact, if you can hear tonight, you might be able to hear some birds singing. The rain has finally stopped. It's about 8 o'clock, but I'm going to get a workout in. But I thought that I would sit down and give this a go for a minute and talk about measurement. And it was so nice outside. I was like, man, I can't do this in the house. So set up out here, and it's beautiful. It's just calm, no wind at all. We've got quail running around outside and all sorts of other birds squawking and everything. So anyway, great night, really enjoying it. A couple of other announcements. We've got some other interviews coming up. I hope you've enjoyed the interview episodes so far with our guests, Cynthia Anderson, Ben Biggerstaff, and Adam Haynes. I've got some other spots coming in the near future. We're going to be talking about Spartan racing and obstacle course racing. If you've never heard of that or have wondered about getting involved in it, I have a guest that will be coming on the show that is just a phenomenal wealth of knowledge on the topic, who also happens to micro roast his own coffee. So we're going to chat a little bit about coffee also. So I think every Spartan needs a little coffee, right? And then we've got a couple of masters athletes, masters CrossFit athletes that have done some great things regionally and locally, and want to talk with them a little bit just about training into your 40s and approaching 50s, and how does that look? How do things change? And how do you keep turning the needle and improving your performance as the years tick away? Because people are always talking about, they're getting old, they're never gonna be able to perform the way they used to. And it's been absolutely amazing to see some of these athletes continue to climb and improve and not just do great in comparison to other athletes in their same class, but also kicking the butt of a lot of the young bucks at the gym. So anyway, really excited about those bits. And one more announcement, please, if you've got any insights, questions you'd like answered, thoughts, whatever, shoot us an email at livinggreaterhealth@gmail.com. And we'll start reviewing those as I start to get those rolling in. We'll put in a weekly segment where I can look at them and answer stuff live on the air. So I'm really excited about that. One final announcement. I've got a new Facebook page ready to load up tomorrow. That's, I believe, April 8th and might be the 7th anyway, Sunday. And it is Facebook at Live Greater Coach. coaching. And what you'll find on there is content relating to exercise and working out, fitness, a lot of, you know, some of the stuff that we're talking about here. And I'll have some demos on there as far as movements go. But I will also be posting some weekly workouts. So not every day, but this would be something that would be great to supplement your workouts. Let's say that you are an endurance athlete, maybe a cyclist or a runner. This would be a great way to interject some strength training into your program as something that can, again, just facilitate your overall goals and not take the place of your normal workouts, maybe your rides, whatever, but something that can become part of them. So check them out. Again, love the feedback. And again, please take a couple minutes and leave us a review. 5-star reviews are wonderful. So just saying. Anyway, so getting on with today, I wanted to talk really quickly about measurement. I don't think it's something that we need to belabor, but I want to tell two stories. And they're really important stories. Number one, was at the gym the other day, and a friend of mine has recently, since he started at the CrossFit gym that I attend, gosh, I think he's lost maybe 20 pounds of fat, so 20 pounds, but he has gained muscle mass, and so it's just been awesome. I mean, super tall guy, for one, but just to see the balance in his physique, the muscle definition come out, and also to see his performance starting to rise. I mean, it's just cool, and I heard him telling someone the other day, and he and I have talked about a lot of the reasons why this has happened for him, why now in his life, why it's important, why it's something that he dove into. Maybe at some time I can actually have him on to tell his own story. That would be amazing. The thing that he mentioned the other day, and he said to somebody, is he said, you know, it was amazing. He said, the weight didn't come off until I started measuring it. And he said, I started measuring it. I started recording it. And all of a sudden it started melting away. And that was kind of his point. He's like, you know, I had to measure it. I had to be aware of it in order for that to happen. That's come into my life in another place recently, actually financially, in two areas, from a budget perspective as well as an income perspective. Two different people that I follow, and one of them is a mentor, the other one just listening as a podcast. Both of them brought that topic up, you know, in a small group meetings and again on the podcast. If you want to make changes in these areas of your life regarding finances, then pay attention to it. Don't ignore it. Write it down, and make those daily adjustments that need to happen in order to. I like to say turn the dial. So in order to turn the dial, in order to, you know, up the ante, in order to start to get your situation to start to change. And I think sometimes we have to be aware of that, though, when we're measuring. And that is my other story, and it goes back to my days of cycling. And one of the things that I found, and this is where measurement, especially in the area of fitness, but in anywhere, it's like anything that becomes obsessive can be unhealthy, right? And so certainly, if we're looking financially, if we're obsessing over money and looking at it in an unhealthy light, then it, that's not a good thing to check it every day, right? So it's how you do it. And why you do it. That's the secret sauce. But the example here from my own experience was when I was cycling. Very motivated, very driven person internally. I'm very competitive with myself. I am competitive with others. We've talked about that in the past. And what I found is that I would go out on these rides. I would have a certain amount of time. I'd be leaving the house. So my objective mentally, whether I acknowledged it or not, was that I wanted to see how far I could get in that amount of time. And so, you know, anybody that's ever trained for anything, you know that you can't have all out, you know, max performances day after day after day after day after day, right? And at first we do. When you first start something, you have, it's very easy to get those PRs. But as you progress, it's increasingly more difficult. And in fact, if you're going for a PR every single day, what you're actually going to find is your performance is going to begin to decline. And that can get really, that can be a hard pill to swallow. And so that's what I found on my bike, is that I'm going out and I'm trying to hold or maintain this certain average speed. And if I wasn't, then I'd be angry. And I'm like, why am I doing this? You know, I'm riding my bicycle. This is something that I've loved since I was 6 years old. And here I am, and I'm coming home from this awesome ride. I mean, how many people people get to do that. And I'm angry. I'm unhappy with what went on. And I'm like, I'm just riding a bike. And so, you know, about that time, I made a change and I actually took the speedometer off my bicycle, took the, you know, any type of clock, you know, based metric off of my bicycle. And I just decided I'm going to know roughly how long I'm out, roughly how long the route will take, and I'm just going to go ride. And all of a sudden, I found this enjoyment. And fast forward a few years after that, I found CrossFit. And I went and went for my first workout. And my buddy's like, okay, you know, we're going to start the clock. And I'm like, oh, no, you're not. You don't need to clock me. It's all good. He's like, no, I need to clock you. And, you know, this guy, he's awesome. He wouldn't let me back out of it. Terry's amazing. So anyway, so I'm like, okay, clock it, whatever. So I did the workout. You know, I died like anybody on their normal first CrossFit workout, right? And it crushed me. But what's so awesome is that now, because I've been recording these workouts for 2 years and revisit them, I'm able to see my progress. And that is what's exciting, because here I am, you know, 2 years older, in a different place in life, different circumstances, and these scores are improving. And it is so cool. I have had to adjust, and I go in with the mentality on some days that I'm not going for that all-out record, you know. But it's phenomenal. So recording, again, you want to make improvements, make a commitment, write down your goal, have an accountability buddy, you know, somebody that is going to hold you accountable. Let them know what your goal is, and then make sure that you're doing something to record that in a way that you can follow up on, okay? Got some really, lots of different tools and things out there that can help with that. But sometimes the simplest form is just a journal, and you can write it down. Just make sure it's organized in such a way that you can go back and you're not wasting a lot of time trying to find these measurements, right? So anyway, we've got, I don't know if you guys can hear that. It's hilarious. I've got about 50, well, you know what they say, if you got 50 quail, you got 100. So probably 100 quail out here in this big spruce tree we got out in front. And my dog's wandering around, and Eddie's not chasing them, but he sure is interested. And so all of a sudden they'll jump up into the tree, and then they'll fly off somewhere else. And here's Duke, and he's just all fired up and happy about life. So, anyway. Guys, that is all I've got for today. I've got to go try and sneak this little workout in here before I get back in and hang with the fam for a few minutes. We've got light until it's still light right now. It's just a fabulous part of this part of the country. So summer is absolutely magical. It'll be light till almost 10 o'clock. I love it. And summertime, at that time, it's about 80, 85 degrees. So it's pretty cool. Anyway, hope you guys are doing good. Hope that just things are moving in the right direction for you, and if they're not, I hope that you are settling in, leaning into the stress of that situation or that moment that you're experiencing right now, and just hope that you realize that it's here for a purpose. You're receiving it for a purpose, but you are more than capable of moving through it. And when you do, the amazing thing is that you're going to be better. And you're going to be greater for the experience and just the trials that you're going through. So stick with it, one step at a time, and be blessed. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the Living Greater Podcast. We hope that you enjoyed the content, and we ask that you please share with your friends and help us spread the word of Living Greater. Have a wonderful day.